Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 246. To love my Father is to love His Son. Let me not think that I can find the way to God if I have hatred in my heart. Let me not try to hurt God's Son and think that I can know His Father or myself. Let me not fail to recognize myself and still believe that my awareness can contain my Father, or my mind conceive of all the love my Father has for me and all the love which I return to Him. My Father, I will accept the way You choose for me to come to You, for in that will I succeed, because it is Your will. And I would recognize that what You will is what I will as well, and only that. And so I choose to love Your Son. Amen. The first sentence is powerful for me. It says, let me not think I can find my way to God. And it has me questioning what are the ways I have come up with to find God. Where have I placed faith in my plans? Do I have willingness to accept His plan? His plan is simple, that I choose to love His Son. And part of His Son includes myself. Can I choose to love myself as well as His Son? Will I? I know I am willing for this, or I wouldn't be here reading this course, this lesson. But the question lies in how willing. Do I have willingness so strong that I place a sentry at the door of thought and only allow in thoughts of love for myself and my brother? I do have this willingness, or I wouldn't be here. I need only ask with complete sincerity and honesty for help in remaining vigilant. this idea of loving our brother. It starts with ourself. I was at a fair, a psychic fair with a neighbor, and I wasn't expecting to ask any questions to anyone, but we sat down together at a table, and this woman read past lives, and she told me about some of my past lives, and they've been difficult ones. And later, after I had been home and absorbed it all, I started to think about the soul that's been through watching all these lives. And she had told me, this woman, and done the muscle test on me and showed me how I have great passion for others, but for myself, I could be more loving. And when she said it, I took it in. But later, as I contemplate everything she said, I found this great love for myself well up, that this soul has been through so much. How could I not love it? And how could I not love every soul that is here? It's been through just as much as I have, in different ways. And I find so much compassion now for this soul, for all souls. Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, help me to remain vigilant only for God's way to Him. Help me to lay aside all thoughts that are not my true self. I want only to know love, be love. Allow only love. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet the mind. We get comfortable in the seat, settling in, taking a few deep breaths. Remembering that we want only to follow God's plan. We allow ourselves to sink into a quietness where we let go of everything past and future. And for just these next few minutes, we allow ourselves to be completely engaged with simply being love. Emptying, emptying the mind. Allowing the thoughts to come and go, not attaching to them. Thank you. having no past, no future, no roles, no responsibilities. Wanting only for true self to reveal itself. As a newborn baby, no past, no future, just being, accepting love as your natural state. Just sit in this love, this natural state of love that you are. It's a subtle love, a vibration of peace. Settle into just being. Thank you. Thank you for joining with me and simply being love. Namaste.